questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB, the English radio call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
You're welcome. For today's discussion, we want to talk about the ways in order to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whether shedding tears in contrast to being happy is a more, or it's better to say, is the closest way to get close to Allah or to reach proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that according to some Islamic beliefs, doing supplication, shedding tears, being in, we can say, having a kind of melancholic and sad feelings, gets you somehow more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it at all approved or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes it is necessary to make people happy, not always crying or weeping.
Yes.
You know that we have numerous narrations of Ahlul Bayt, the pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, that it is, kind of obligatory upon you, very recommended actually.
Yes.
Upon you to make people happy, especially the faithful people,
yes.
Mu'mineen, and which we call it Idkhal al-Surur, to make them happy.
Yes.
You know, numerous reward has been counted upon those people who make people happy, financially speaking, I don't know,
in different ways. Spiritually speaking.
Spiritually speaking, in different ways, of course, in a legal way,
yes.
And decent way, to make people happy, to make them, laugh and to be happy, and to, different methods you can imagine.
Yes.
So it is not always weeping and crying. We have different ways for, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, and you mean through this happiness, and smiling, and as you said, Idkhal al-Surur, giving a kind of happiness and pleasure to the people, you can make them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
You can make yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
I want to say that not always weeping and crying is a inclusive way for getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we have different methods and different ways. What is important here is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is ta'atullah.
Yes.
We have different narrations and different verses of Noble Quran which invite us to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Him, to be real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this obedience, I need to explain that it doesn't mean blind obedience. Rather, the result and the consequence of this obedience comes to the human being himself.
Yes.
For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to be, to have volunteer action for other fellow human beings.
Yes.
To provide some services for poor people, for destitute.
To give charity and sadaqah.
Give charity.
Yes.
I want to say that this obedience, we can say all results of that come to the human being himself herself.
Okay.
So what is important here is, in different verses of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about to be real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it has a lot of category if you want to be a real servant, an obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes by laughing, sometimes by making people happy, and so on and so forth.
Sometimes the Muslim communities, especially the Shiite communities, we can say, are accused that you only want to get people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through shedding tears, through lamentation, through marthias, or we can say, especially on the martyrdom anniversaries and condolences, okay? So all in all, we can say the majority of your focus is on making them as sad as melancholic as possible. So how is it that the religion of Islam is a religion of peace and happiness, but when you get to the practical behaviors, you are now talking only about sad rituals? What's your answer to that?
Actually, sad rituals, weeping, and holding ceremonies for the martyrdom of Ahlul Bayt is necessary. You know, in order to maintain the remembrance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, and to, you know, transfer the message to the next generation and to safeguard it and to maintain it, actually it is necessary to uphold such ceremonies. It is extremely important to have it, you know, via different methods. You know that we have different cultures, sometimes by weeping, crying, I don't know, some poetries and yes. so on and so forth. That's we have right. different methods for holding these kind of sessions and possession for the remembrance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam is extremely important.
Yes.
And actually it has a lot of results. It has a lot of benefit for yes. the society. That's one right. of which is having volunteer action for different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know that those people who have very successful volunteer actions,
yes.
actually they came from these holding sessions for Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam.
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of encouragement in yes. this session for, you know, doing services for people, mm-hmm. providing assistance for the poor people, especially in the time of the,
yes.
You know, this corona pandemic. We see that people, you know, provide assistance for the poor people. So all of this comes from the sessions of Ahlul Bayt.
That's right.
Alayhim salatu wasalam. But on the other hand, we have the, in the days of the joy and happiness, we yes. have to be happy.
يَفْرَحُونَ
بِفَرَحِنَا
Yes.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Insha'Allah, you'll find your way. But Sheikh, the main question is that you know, through shedding tears, they say that the heart and the soul finds a kind of peace inside. So, and tranquility inside. And
exactly.
this is not only according to the religious belief, but most of the psychological, we can say, the schools of thought prove the point that shedding tears and crying, we can say, can prepare somehow the ground in order to get psychologically be more, we can say, tranquil in life. Now, my question is this. According to Islamic beliefs, religious belief, especially the mystical belief, what the Urafa has, what are the main positive effects of shedding tears in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there at all a kind of positive influence of shedding tears, we can say, somehow being melancholic and sad in order to get closer to Allah?
You know, as I said, we have the different narrations,
mm-hmm.
actually many narrations with
yes.
regard to the holding these kind of sessions for Ahlul Bayt, especially
okay.
Imam Hussein.
No, I'm talking about the personal wayfaring. For example, during the night, midnight prayer, you keep vigil, you do prayer, you do salat, and do in that supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shed tears as a kind of purification of the soul. No, I'm not talking about the sessions and the gatherings now. As a personal experience,
we have the actually khashyatullah, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, more exact translation of that is awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have the awe of Allah, okay,
mm-hmm.
in that time, sometimes automatically you have the feeling of crying and weeping,
yes,
you know, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It stems from love, it stems from awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually, you know, great sublimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel yourself in the presence of Him,
Yes.
You are the poor servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be real, you know, obedient servant to Him. When you imagine these, all these kind of, you know, humility toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that time you feel weeping and crying. So personally speaking, I think it is very necessary. And sometimes, you know, it comes from the feeling of human being. You know, that you want to cry. And actually, it is very natural when somebody wants to cry or weep. But the other point that I want to emphasize on, we have different narrations on the يَفْرَحُونَ بِفَرَحِنَا. They get happy in the time of the joy and felicitation.
Yes.
So in the time, for example, of the birth of Ahlul Bayt, the pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, in the we have a lot of occasion of a happy occasion. We have to be happy.
Yes.
And of course, we have different sessions for that. You know, people hold different kind of sessions for the remembrance of their birthday of, for example, Noble Prophet Muhammad or other pure progeny of Ahlul Bayt, and they feel happy. They have the sweet and different kinds of, you know, happy occasions.
Yes.
People celebrate.
Yes.
Okay. And they want to show their happiness to the happy occasions of Ahlul Bayt.
Very much remembering of the lifestyle and conduct of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They say that he was as brave as a lion in the battlefields, but in the midnights, the people could hear out loud, we can say, the crying and shedding tears of Amir al-Mu'mineen in his prayer. I do want to say, being sad and melancholic in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have a mystical wayfaring or a spiritual wayfaring, is very much different, for example, for being sad of losing your parent or the closest relatives of you. Yes. I mean, the nature of a type of sad feelings that you have and shedding tears might be very much different.
Exactly. Very good point that you mentioned. For example, sometimes a person feels depressed.
Yes.
And, for example, lost some money.
Yes.
And because of that, that individual wanted to cry or, you know, have the weeping.
Yes.
It's totally different from the weeping before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you have the heart relationship with Him, a spiritual relationship with Him. And, for example, you feel the that you are before the Almighty, all-powerful, and you are the poor servant of Him. And because of khashyatullah, because of the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because you want to show your humility before Him, you cry. It's totally different, you know, weeping here.
So you believe that that type of weeping can get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yes, of course, if it is sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no showing off or any other, any other intention attached to that, actually it can get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Nowadays in the world, because as you said, some depressions and psychological problems of the modern world is overwhelming the world. There are so many new fake spiritual movements that invite you in order to get closer to, we can say, the superpower or the higher powers through, for example, dancing or we can say enjoying yourself or drinking or something like that. I think the religion of Islam does not prove them at all.
Exactly, because I think rationally speaking, if you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to disobey your whimsical desires. It is very clear. Because sometimes you want to enjoy yourself. You want to, for example, dance. You want to drink alcohol. Of course, you want to have these forbidden actions. In that case, actually, you are far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
It is not a way of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
For example, in the verses of Noble Quran, we have, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَحَ النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ.
Yes.
If you fear of the position of your Lord and disobey your whimsical desire, then you will go to the paradise.
That's all right. So all in all, we could say that Islam is not the religion of sadness. Islam does not the people to get depressed. Islam does not get people in order to all shed the tears. And the shedding tears as a way to do purification of the soul and getting closer to Allah is approved by the religion of Islam.
Exactly.
Also in the morning sessions and the ceremonies and gatherings for the melancholies and the, we can say, atrocities that were done towards the Ahlul Bayt, these are again allowed in the religion of Islam. Thank you very much, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
It was very kind of you for your nice elaboration on this question and Islamic belief. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن